BBC News with Jim Lee. A powerful hurricane that's expected to wreak major destruction in Texas is beginning to move onshore. As it neared the state, Hurricane Harvey developed into a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 215 kilometres an hour. Thousands of residents have boarded up their homes and fled. President Trump has declared the hurricane a disaster, which will free up federal aid for the worst affected areas. Donald Trump has issued the first criminal pardon of his presidency, erasing the conviction given to Joe Arpaio, a controversial former chef in Arizona, a former sheriff in Arizona. Arpaio was found guilty of criminal contempt for defying a court order. The 85-year-old faced up to 6 months in prison for ignoring a judge's instruction to discontinue traffic patrols at targeted immigrants. In a separate move, Mr. Trump has directed the Pentagon to reinstate a ban on openly transgender people serving in the military. He had signalled the decision in a tweet last month. US media reports say one of President Trump's closest advisers has parted company with the White House. Sebastian Gorka was Mr. Trump's deputy assistant and an expert on counter-terrorism. North Korea's latest missile test appears to have been unsuccessful. The US military said Pyongyang had fired three short-range ballistic missiles, but two failed in flight and one blew up soon after launch. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has said he'll respond to new US financial sanctions by stopping oil exports to the US. On Friday, President Trump signed an executive order targeting Venezuela's state-owned oil company. A man has been shot and killed by security forces in Brussels after attacking soldiers with a knife. Prosecutors say they were treating the incident as attempted terrorist murder. Prosecutors in Guatemala have requested authorization to open an investigation against President Jimmy Morales over alleged campaign funding irregularities. Anti-corruption officials said there was evidence that Mr. Morales had broken the law when he was head of his party. BBC News.